Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. And, you know, we've been doing this for quite a while, with nutrition being the foremost effort of everything we do. And we're very welcoming Robert Kennedy with the Make America Health Again. We've been doing, trying to make America healthy again for many, many years. Whatever small contribution we've made, we welcome you to our environment, to we can help you the same way that we've helped so many other hundreds of people.
And we're a nutrition specialist with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners of Alive and Well, along with our wonderful son Darren. And Alive and Well is there for you with all the great formulations, the beautiful herbs, the beautiful nutrients, the combinations, whatever you like. It's there, it's organic. We don't let the poison in. We're fanatic organics, and there we are, hand in hand and Alive and Well with the Broth Cafe. Broth Cafe, I know you've heard it, but this bears repeating. It's the broad spectrum broth. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, if you like wild fish, beautiful organic chickens, meats, any, all those choices are there for you. We at the Broth Cafe, and every single day the magnificent local organic vegetables are brought in by the local farmers, and we have the high concentration juices of these vegetables too that we have in glass for you, and also all the vegetables incorporated into the dishes. And can you talk about the absolute stimulating, life-giving, incredible, chemical-free vortex?
Vortex.
And vortex is like the central swirling power of life.
I was reading an article the other day about how much water should we drink a day. It's in liters. A liter or more of just fresh water by itself. Nothing else.
It depends on what the water is. And you're going to tell them. Go right ahead.
Well, the vortex does a wonderful vortexian activity because it swirls and twirls and twists and turns all the molecules, the hydrogen and the oxygen, which really are the only components of water, and it's purified, it's cleansed, it's beautiful, it tastes delicious, and it does wonderful things for every cell in your body.
That's
but
right.
But don't be shy. Some people say, yeah, I use it for making coffee. Yeah, I'll have a little sip here. I'll drink a glass. Don't drink a glass.
No.
Drink several glasses.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's what holistic physicians recommend. Not us. We're not physicians. We don't play doctor. But we follow the advice of holistic physicians for the past 60-plus years.
That's right.
And they recommend using water.
If it's clean and pure and wonderful and swirling rich of goodies.
But goodly amounts of it as well. Not
That's
just
right.
a glass or two or a cup of coffee. But measured in liters. People should have several liters of pure vortex water every day.
And you know, I want to remind you, if you've listened before, you heard that nothing could be more important. In 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. Highest award you can think of, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And these two parameters are hugely and positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of the vortex is 7.8, so you've got the hydrogen, oxygen, all of those terrific things about the vortex power, homie, and you have the structure, the complex structure of the water, which builds bones and tissues, detoxification,
cleansing.
That's
cleansing.
Right. That's what it. That has actually been proved. Waste products are eliminated, and much more quickly gives the body more energy, cell availability, and saves energy and costs in environment. It's terrific.
It's terrific,
it's
and
all
it tastes
of those
delicious.
Wonderful things.
And if you don't have a gallon container, a half gallon, a gallon of, or 5 or 10 gallon container, come into Alive and Well. We have them there for sale. If you'd like to pick up a bottle or two or three, whatever the size you desire, and fill it with a vortex water, you will know a big difference in taste and in the texture of it when you drink it.
Right. And let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. We're reporting to you. We're reporters. And we're reporting to you in joy and in fulfillment about what doctors have learned about nutrients. We're talking about the vortex and all the great organic foods, etc. And this came, and I'm reporting, I couldn't believe this. You turn on the news, television news, a leading cardiologist, and this is the quote. He said, on the news, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has recalled hundreds of cholesterol drugs. And isn't that amazing?
And it's amazing because they never did this before.
Never, never,
all right?
Never.
To make America healthy again, suddenly the FDA is being put on the spot.
That's right.
And they're having to act like they were supposed to be acting for the past 40 years.
Exactly. And the doctor stated, quote, this is an exact quote from this top cardiologist. He says, refined carbohydrates and sugars cause all, that's his words, all escalating rates of cholesterol and heart disease, not the so-called cholesterol myths. That's fiction.
M-Y-T-H.
Yeah, the leading cardiologist stated. And going right along, the head of the Food Administration in the U.S., RFK Jr., he then appeared and said, get moving, eat real food, and take your health back. Where can I just stop and say, where have we said for many, many years, take back your health? That's been a major phrase.
How about the last 60?
That's right. Take back your health. So RFK said, this is an exact quote. Ultra-processed food is killing Americans. It was there written, and he also was speaking it. It's killing Americans. 70%, he says, of food in the U.S. is ultra-processed. It's not food at all, he said. We must have a food reset. It's better cost to eat well. And he said it's terrible even in the military. The military food is horrible. It's terrible for our service members. Educate people, he said, to eat organic, true, healthy food.
Real food.
That's right. Not cereals and packaged garbage.
Yeah.
And he went on to say.
Stop the crap. Definitely, word for word, what Kennedy said. Get America, make America healthy again. Stop the crap, he says. It's poison. RFK Jr. shakes his fist and proclaims, put ultra-processed foods on the chopping block. Remove the additives and the fluorides.
And the fluorides from the waters, too.
Remove the colorings and the flavorings and the texturizers.
And
all the chemicals and all the junk that's put into food so that it will sell. Okay, improve the soil, he goes on to say. Improve the soil on the farm. Stop the pesticides. Eliminate the chemicals. Chemicals don't create life. I mentioned this a couple of times.
Right.
Keep in mind that the reason that every form of life consumes, eats, or digests whatever it is they're eating is to try to sustain their own life. Why do they choose the foods? Why have they chosen the foods they've chosen? Because that's what's available. For hundreds or thousands or thousands of years, real food was the only thing available.
Exactly.
But in the last 50, 60, 70 years, the chemical industry has taken over the food industry.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we get? Chemicals. Do chemicals sustain life? Do chemicals create life? Name a preservative that creates life.
No, and he keeps quoting, and other leaders have said that over the last 30 or 40 years, he says, we are the sickest people in the nation, the sickest country in the nation, the sickest country. All right? Got that? And here, going right along with what he was saying, Kennedy moves to rewrite, this gets me. This has got to get you. Whoever has a conscience, and I know you all do, this has to get you. Kennedy, and this Dr. Mercola was reporting this, Kennedy moves to rewrite baby formula rules. That's the title of the article.
Mm-hmm.
Federal officials are preparing to overhaul U.S. infant formula regulation for the first time in decades. That's many 10-year stretches, under a new initiative aimed at modernizing safety and nutrition standards. Current federal guidelines date back to 1985, despite mounting concerns over environmental contaminants. and ingredient quality. The upcoming review is expected to address allowable levels of heavy metals in baby formulas, such as lead, cadmium, and arsenic, which have been detected in a significant portion of powdered baby formulas sold in the U.S. Can you believe this?
So, mommies of the world, consider this. Human breast milk is the healthiest food in the world for your baby. Don't give it a formula. Don't give it the latest, deliciousest, the best texture, the easiest to prepare. You have a breast full of milk. Share that with your infant.
That's right. That's
right. Give your baby the optimal nutrient level, which is the child is designed to eat the nutrients that are in your breast milk.
That's right. And eat the correct foods yourself, free of the chemicals, and that milk goes right into that milk. And he goes on in this article, the pending FDA report is expected to evaluate both safety protocols and nutrient compositions, including eliminating fatty acids commonly sourced from industrial seed oils and are used in the formulas.
What are those acids?
And they goes on to say, critics have long argued that these seed oils used in formulas contribute to inflammatory imbalance and do not in any way, this is the quote, replicate the complexity of human breast milk.
Okay, let's go back to seed oils. So what are all the oils available in the supermarket? Those golden oils on the shelf begging to be bought. The safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all the seed oils contain omega-6 fatty acids.
Inflammatory and destructive.
Omega-6 creates inflammation. What don't you want? Inflammation.
That's
you
right.
Don't want fire. That's inflammation.
That's exactly right.
Fire destroys. And fire destroys babies' brains and mommy's brains and husband's brains. Everybody's brain and heart are compromised by inflammation from what? Primarily a major contributor to the inflammation are the seed oils.
That's exactly
Use
true.
Use butter. What? Butter?
Organically raised.
And pasture raised.
That's right.
But butter's going to give me cholesterol. I'm going to die.
No, wrong.
No, that's quite wrong. That's another fairy tale from the drug industry and the food industry. The cholesterol is bad for you. You need cholesterol for your brains. Cholesterol, they say, has nothing to do with heart disease.
Right. And then, yes, that's exactly
let's
right.
Let's go on. And actually, virgin olive oil, tallow, ghee, those are the oils to use in your kitchen.
That's right.
In preparation of food.
That's right.
Those are healthy oils. Those help to put out any extraneous inflammation. Those contribute to healthy brain and heart and nervous system function.
And Dr. Russell Blaylock, very famous doctor with incredible backgrounds, Dr. Russell Blaylock has come out with a major statement. I'm quoting him. And he is saying here right now, how you can reduce inflammation dangers. I'm going to start and give it to Dennis back and forth. We'll talk. Unfortunately, medicine, this is the doctor. Unfortunately, medicine in the United States is dominated, says the doctor, by the pharmaceutical industry. I've written before, says Dr. Blaylock, about medical articles ghostwritten by minions of big pharma companies to support the use of one or more of their products.
Let me interrupt you. It's inconceivable, is it not? It's inconceivable to my mind and so many people's minds, and perhaps your mind as well, that they would deliberately deceive and mislead you, lie to you in order to sell a poison.
That's just what he says. Of course, these articles are not based on real scientific research or clinical experience. Rather, they are essentially fake articles, says the doctor, planted in influential medical journals read mainly by practicing doctors, not medical researchers. In many cases, these articles have been found to contain data on studies that were never even conducted. They were lies. Unfortunately, in many cases, real doctors have put their name on the articles despite having never participated in such research. Can you, just like you said, Dennis, just like you said, can you read this page and then give it to me?
I'd be delighted.
This is what he goes on to say right here, Dr. Blaylock, the dangers from the statin drugs.
Okie dokie.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me get this thing straightened out.
Yeah.
new dangers from statin drugs. You thought the old dangers were bad? Well, listen up, folks. I got some new stuff for you. The new dangers. I have written before about the many side effects of cholesterol-lowering statin medications, drugs, some of which are deadly, deadly statin drugs. For instance, muscle pain and muscle destruction are very common with these medications. Nerve destruction is also a major problem. But what if the whole reason for taking statins is a ruse?
A ruse is a lie. It's a deception, a fraud. That's what a ruse, R-U-S-E, deception, lie, fraud.
Okay, let me go back and repeat one sentence. For instance, the doctor says, muscle pain and muscle destruction are very common with these statin drugs.
And there's black box warnings that say that, muscle breakdown and muscle atrophy.
And what muscle are you trying to protect by taking these drugs?
You're trying to protect your heart.
The heart.
And the heart is the chief one that breaks down.
The heart is a major blood-pumping muscle. And the drugs deteriorate and compromise the very tissue, the mitochondria, the energy-producing capabilities of that muscle.
They prevent the production of ATP, adenosine triphosphate,
exactly,
cellular
right.
energy for the heart and all muscles of the body.
That's right. Keep in mind, the doctor says, that this one class of drugs has made pharmaceutical companies enormously rich.
Even though the other part, a side effect that's always listed, is dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Dementia, complete.
Because
and diabetes.
It destroys
diabetes.
It destroys the brain. It destroys the central nervous system. It destroys the muscles in your arms.
Right.
It destroys every muscle in your body.
And your brain also. It causes your skyrocketing
Absolutely.
Diabetes, which is also a black box warning.
But recently, the doctor says, the patent for statin drugs ran out. It's telling that only after the patent expiration did a renowned cardiologist at a prestigious medical center state that statin drugs were oversold. For how many years? Statistical information from ever since the beginning of the statin drug fiasco in the 1950s. And do not play a significant role. Statin drugs do not play a significant role in preventing cardiovascular and or neurovascular disease.
Exactly. Liar, liar. They've been liars all this time, lying,
so why, not caring the destruction
they cause.
So why does a drug company recommend statin drugs?
Because
they've scared enough people to think that if you don't take the statin drugs, you're going to have a heart attack.
Liar.
Well, people have been having heart attacks for the last, since the 1950s in greater numbers every year. A year ago, the number of heart disease deaths was 800,000. Every one of those 800,000 people are on statin drugs.
Just about.
And or every other heart savior drug. But recent analysis of the whole scenario is that it isn't 800,000 anymore. In the last several years, it's become 900,000
and then
die
and then
every year.
And that's not all the ones that get sick. That's just out and out deaths.
They die every year taking the very cures that the drug cartel wants to push. Going back to the article. Most people are told that lowering cholesterol with statin drugs will protect them from a heart attack or stroke. Is this really true? Asked the doctor. What if preventing of atherosclerosis, these drugs actually make the condition worse? For an article in the Expert Review of Clinical Pharmacology, which is a publication, several Japanese researchers examined the possibility very closely. They found that studies demonstrating that even though statin drugs do lower LDL cholesterol levels, the drugs do not reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease
Amazing.
And death.
Right, right. Okay.
This is more evidence that elevated cholesterol is not the cause of atherosclerosis. While several articles that appeared soon after approval of statin drugs in 1987 suggested that the drugs prevented the incidence of heart attacks, later review of the studies involved found they were flawed studies. In fact, careful research found that if the prior studies had been better conducted, no improvement would have been seen at all.
Right, and so it just exposing the lies, as they've said, and they talk about how important it is about adenosine triphosphate cellular energy is what, and then he goes on to explain about that by inhibiting, which those drugs do, the production of ATP, the brain's primary neurotransmitter. Okay, it becomes toxic. So the brain, that's one of the reasons why the black box warning is on those drugs, because it reduces the brain function by reducing
adenosine
ATP.
Adenosine triphosphate is produced by the mitochondria of the cells. I've mentioned several times mitochondria are invisible. The cell itself is invisible. But the neurons of the brain, every cell of the neuron in the brain is invisible. But inside that, under a microscope, it's revealed under a microscope that a neuron, one invisible neuron cell, contains 10,000 mitochondria, invisible.
And the doctor
produce adenosine triphosphate,
right.
ATP.
Yes.
What do the statin drugs do?
They, just like he says right here, he says in many, if not all, neurological diseases involve excitotoxicity and immunoexcitotoxicity. Statins increase the incidence and progression of neurological diseases, and they are increasing off the charts.
By destroying adenosine triphosphate.
And in fact, he says a new study in the medical journal Neurology found that cognitive, that's mental function impairment, is skyrocketing across America. Researchers examined 4.5 million U.S. adults and found a striking trend in cognitive disabilities, difficulty concentrating, remembering, more than 40% surge in the last 10 years. Unbelievable. And he really goes on. There's just so much different things. He talks about other things that contribute. The COVID vaccinations play a major role. They cause neurological disorders. And this big-time medical study it found that COVID vaccinations were associated with 86 serious neuropsychiatric disorders. They found a 25-fold increase.
25 times.
That's 2,500% increase in homicidal ideation. That's murder. 150-fold increase in suicide, and a 50-time increase in delusional thoughts. And it goes on. Can you, read the rest of this and then give it back
Alrighty.
To me?
Continuing the article, folks, here it comes. Even more concerning, says the doctor, is the fact that the researchers found a 3,000 times increase in brain clots.
Unbelievable.
3,000 times more brain clots, a 530 times increase in depression, an 80 times increase in violent behavior, and a 115 times decline in cognitive function.
Do we need those terrible drugs? Do we need this horrible side effect?
We must, says the doctor, consider other environmental factors that may be playing a part as well. After all, we know that toxic substances inhibit synergism, meaning that they become even more toxic when they are combined. One toxic element makes another toxic element even more toxic. Other toxic substances that can have similar effects include pesticides and fungicides and herbicides. Where are those found?
All those poisons that they spray on the yard.
In our food.
In our food and in the grass that's growing, on the crops, etc.
As well as microwaves, which are known to activate the brain's destructive microglia. To reduce the risk of heart attack or stroke, you need to avoid all omega-6 oils, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut, mm-hmm. all those oils. Increase the intake of omega-3 oils.
Real point.
The DHA and the EPA. And oils from coconut oil and extra virgin olive oil. For the lower heat cooking, increase magnesium intake, follow good hydration practices by drinking more water, hopefully it's Vortex water, and avoid iron and calcium supplements. Care with iron supplements if needed. You should also eat organically grown vegetables and organically produced meat from animals that are exclusively grass-fed. In addition, use filtered water for drinking and making tea or coffee, and the Vortex water.
That's right, and it just makes all that tremendously important. And he goes on to say that natural compounds that can limit inflammation, he talks about avoiding vaccinations, but he goes on to say that, again, he really stresses omega-3 fatty acid DHA and EPA has been shown to clear the brain of beta amyloid, and omega-3, that's the plaques in the brain.
That's right.
And omega-3 oils from the fish oils significantly reduce inflammation. Omega-6 oils, such as corn, sunflower, peanut, canola, and the others, dramatically cause inflammation in all the organs and tissues. They must be avoided. And he also says to help with the body fighting all of this toxicity, he lists the nutrients. Curcumin, and he talks about the highest bioavailable curcumin, which is why we had the pain power designed that way, the bioperine extract. Berberine, because berberine has a whole great work to stop the sugars raising up in the blood. Taurine.
And the sugars create more inflammation.
That's exactly right. That's right. Taurine, he's a great believer in that, and so am I, for nerve regeneration. Athletes use that so much.
It's terrific for the atria of the heart.
That's right.
Taurine helps reduce any stress on the heart.
That's right.
It helps to strengthen the whole function of that muscle, blood pump in the middle of your chest. It's called a heart.
That's right.
And taurine helps dramatically in toning down the toxicity of chemicals and additives in your bloodstream, which hyperstimulate the heart and allow normal function.
And one of the statements right on it, you know, and I appreciate that that's written there about the taurine plays a major role in stabilizing the heartbeat and electrical activity of the nerves, and it certainly saved my life dramatically. Wouldn't be here without it. He also speaks about quercetin, which is something Dennis always talks about, and
yeah,
he should.
Absolutely.
That's that natural bioflavonoid. What goes along with vitamin C, a natural bioflavonoid in the plant, in the pulping matter of the plant, that stops inflammation, was dramatically helpful to me when I was an asthmatic allergic growing up. And the cardio high absorption coenzyme Q10, which is what we talked about so often.
All of those things build, and you've heard me talk perhaps ad nauseum about the mitochondria. The mitochondria, again, I'll say it one millionth more time. The mitochondria are invisible, and they are incorporated in every cell in your body. The cell itself is invisible, but under a microscope, you see the mitochondria. And the heart muscle itself, the mitochondria content of every invisible heart muscle cell is 5,000 invisible mitochondria. They produce adenosine triphosphate. That's the energizing component that makes that muscle pump every second of your life, and under exertion, it pumps blood and oxygen and nutrients throughout your entire anatomy. Whatever the demand that you put upon your heart, it fulfills that responsibility by pumping more vigorously.
And he goes on and keeps stressing about taking the natural vitamin D3 at either 5,000 or 10,000 units a day, depending on the circumstance and the age of the person. You can't do without that for helping the body to fight all illnesses and helping along with that wonderful other substance to cleanse the
vitamin D3.
That's right.
And K2.
That's right. K2.
K2 must be used along with the D3.
And it takes the plaque, the calcification, this is proven, out of the arteries and puts it in the bones, increases bone density, but takes the calcification out of the arteries, and the calcification is a major cause of heart attacks and death.
Okay. The D3 and the K2, you've heard that vitamin D builds bones. Well, vitamin D doesn't really build bones. Newsflash, vitamin D does not really build bones by itself. Vitamin K2, taken along with the D3. D3 is responsible for getting the nutrients out of your intestines into your bloodstream. And the vitamin K2 then picks up that calcium and those minerals, the magnesium and all the other minerals which are used to comprise bone tissue. new bone. The K2 picks up all those nutrients and puts them in the bones.
In the bones where they belong, and not in the arteries, which cause heart attacks and death when they're there. And he speaks here, Dr. Blaylock speaks here about you have to reduce aluminum toxicity, which is rampant. And he speaks of the great nutrients. He speaks of the curcumin again, that it lowers brain aluminum levels, keeping the brain safe. Silymarin for helping the liver to cleanse. Quercetin again. And ashwagandha, which builds up the immune system. And again, organic, has to be organic. And increasing mitochondria, just like you've said, Dennis. Just like he says. In most cases, a defect of energy production is a major player in neurological diseases. Inflammation, free radicals, and all of these toxins interfere with mitochondrial function and they cause neurodegeneration. And he speaks about things like the nutrients that he sees. He says right at the top, acetyl-L-carnitine increases mitochondrial energy production, which we talked about endlessly.
And that's adenosine triphosphate.
That's right. And then he says lipoic acid, which we've talked about, powerfully reduces free radical generation. And
cardio-Q10, as well as the heart,
yeah,
for every cell in your body.
And he says stimulates the mitochondria to produce tremendous amounts of energy. And and the ultra-cardio-Q10 was an essential energy molecule that he speaks of. Curcumin stimulates production of younger mitochondria called biogenesis. And quercetin stimulates biogenesis. And another one that he speaks about, dear, that doesn't get enough credit except from the space station, you know, in space. PQQ. This is a great compound that safely increases mitochondrial function. And he says, but you have to take a dose of 40 milligrams per day.
Okay.
They call the American space, what is he getting the exact name? He called it rocket fuel for the brain. They give it to all their space cadets.
Yep. Okay. Pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone. Say that real fast, three times. Pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone.
I can try, but I can't guarantee.
Quinolone. That's in Brain Power, a product at Alive and Well. Now, Alive and Well is not the only pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone product on the market. There are other products on the market which give you 4 milligrams per serving or 10 milligrams per serving, but that's hardly optimal. And it doesn't come with alpha-lipoic acid. The Alive and Well Brain Power product gives you 40 milligrams of pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone.
Which is what he says you need to take.
Yeah. And it contains alpha-lipoic acid.
Right.
Which does what? Alpha-lipoic acid in every cell in your body, but especially your brains and your central nervous system, alpha-lipoic acid rejuvenates and produces healthier mitochondria. Again, we come back to that wonderful, magical little source of life, which you can't even see. A heart cell has about 5,000 mitochondria per cell. A brain neuron contains, take a guess, I'm waiting, okay. You already guessed, you made up your mind, you have a question. Well, and every neuron in the brain contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria, which do what? Create energy for that one invisible cell in your brain.
Right. And
Brain Power gives you that power.
Exactly.
It gives you the 40 milligrams of pyrrolidine, quinolone, quinone, and it gives you the alpha-lipoic acid.
Exactly. Great nutrients, and we have, and you know, I hear this a lot too, because again, this week, a lady was saying, my husband, and he's 86, he's noticed a tremendous difference in his brain function in taking the Alive and Well Brain Power, and we can't bear to be without it, and it's wonderful. And Chauncey Crandall, MD, big-time cardiologist, reporting in Newsmax, he says, the myth, meaning it's a lie, Alzheimer's disease is normal part of aging. He says it's a myth. And he says there are many myths, that's lies, about Alzheimer's. A big one is the assumption that it occurs as part of the normal aging process. This is not true, says Dr. Crandall, MD cardiologist. Alzheimer's is a disease that attacks the brain. Many people erroneously, that's wrong, assumed that Alzheimer's and dementia are the same thing. They are not. There are many different types of dementia. While Alzheimer's is the major cause, it's not the only one. And he goes on to say all the different things that are part of that process and how important it is to reverse it. And then what he says here, with aging, nerve cells shrink in number and volume. The connections between nerve cells deteriorate and become less extensive. He goes on and on and on. The brain undergoes a gradual reduction in blood flow with aging. And he says, the master of brain support, we know this, is the omega-3 fish oils with high DHA and EPA. And I want you to talk about that in a second, but let's give his summary. You may not realize this, says the cardiologist, but 60% of your brain is composed of fat. Have we said it? We've said it. Omega-3 fats provide the building blocks for your brain's 86 billion nerve cells.
And every one of those nerve cells contains what? 10,000 invisible mitochondria.
Well, there you go.
What?
Yeah.
What a miracle.
That's
you
right.
Said it right. If I took the words right out of your mouth, your brain, your life is a miracle.
And he said,
all these microscopic pieces of poof, which you can't even see, create life.
And he
says, nutrients,
right.
Nutrients feed the process of creating life.
And he
chemicals,
right.
Chemicals do not produce life.
And he says, just what you're saying, since your body can't make them, you must get these omega-3 oils through supplementation. Research demonstrates the consumption of more of these omega-3s produce larger, more functional brains. A 2009 scientific review concluded that these omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults. What could be more important?
Because they help to reduce inflammation.
And he says they also promote heart health. He makes that point, too.
Absolutely.
Which we've said. It's
absolutely.
The most abundant omega-3 fat in the brain cell membranes are the DHA and the EPA. And unbelievable. Right?
You're fully aware, I'm sure, even people who don't pay much attention to their automobiles, fully aware that you can't run an automobile engine, without oil, without lubrication. Well, that's what the DHA and the EPA do for the heart, for the brain, for your little toe, for every cell in your anatomy. It produces anti-inflammatory lubrication of tiny little things called capillaries.
Right, and he says it's the most abundant fats in the brain cell membranes and most concentrated in brain regions involved in memory. Go ahead.
Okay. When you see a diagram of a human chest, there's the heart. And looking closely at that diagram, you see major six-lane blood highways called arteries emanating from the heart. The heart's pumping blood every second of your lovely life into those arteries. But by the time the blood gets to your brain, your eyes, your little toe, they're no longer arteries. They're called arterioles, or they're called capillaries. They're microscopic. They're not as thick in diameter as a human hair. But a little red blood cell carrying oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your anatomy has to squeeze its way through that little capillary passageway into the cells to leave the oxygen, the nutrients, and pick up the cellular debris and take it back to the kidneys and the colon.
And that's why we had that design to be the purest, no contaminants whatsoever, fish oil, the highest concentration of the EPA and the DHA. Not like others, highest concentration and highest purity.
And in so doing, you maintain the elasticity, the pliability. The capillaries and the arterioles can become hardened with sugars and other inflammatories to harden them and destroy them, and the blood cells don't get through. Why does a diabetic go blind? Because they're having so much sugar and so much inflammation, destroying the blood delivery nutrients.
That's right.
Even getting into the eyes, right. So the eyes starve for nutrition and they no longer function. because the capillaries and the arterioles have become hardened and encrusted, and the nutrients and oxygen can't get to the cells.
No, and even the Harvard doctors from their massive study that they did, it was major news across the U.S. of A., found that the EPA and the DHA reduced the number one cause of death, which was sudden heart attacks, cardiac arrhythmia, et cetera, by 88% to 92%. And since 1.2 million at the time people were dying each year from that, they said if everybody took the highest purity and concentration of EPA DHA fish oils each day, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. Do you think that's listened to?
And that's Alive and Well brand.
That's right.
That gives you the high potency, DHA and EPA.
That's right. Highest purity and highest potency.
To keep all those arterioles and capillaries open and functioning and flexible.
And the doctor was going on to say, Crandall was saying, that the most abundant omega-3 fats in brain cell membranes involved in memory, it offsets the effects of damaging free radicals. And he goes on to make a real point that these omega-3s also promote heart health, okay? But he can't leave the topic. You have to restore brain energy with the cardio, the highest absorption form of coenzyme Q10. The tiny cellular structures called mitochondria are necessary to convert oxygen and nutrients into energy, and they become damaged with aging in brain cells. But if you take the cardio, coenzyme Q10, you get optimal function of mitochondria.
I couldn't have said it better.
I think you have, because he says supplementation with cardio Q10 combats dysfunction of the mitochondria in brain and nerve cells and preserves brain function. Your heart also needs it, the CoQ10, to keep it pumping continuously. It promotes heart health as well as brain health,
Did it say anything in the article about preservatives and colorings and flavorings and texturizers and extenders?
Well, he was speaking about the highest purity, that the fish oils had to be the highest purity with no contaminants.
That's right. No contaminants.
No contaminants.
And those contaminants are what? What the food industry lives on.
That's right.
The food industry lives on pushing the contaminants. Okay? At Alive and Well, you don't get the contaminants. You come to the broth, have a juice, or have a broth dish, whatever, the fish or the beef or whatever, you're vegetarian, whatever you want. There are no contaminants. There's none of that junk that's served at Alive and Well.
No.
Okay?
And he says here that the curcumin that you and have talked about, and we've done so much, is an antioxidant scavenger of free radicals, promotes optimal inflammatory response, reducing it, and supports mitochondrial function. This curcumin balances levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a protein that supports the growth and survival of nerve cells. And he goes on and makes this point that research shows that bioperine, the black pepper fruit extract, is there for improved absorption, which makes it all the difference in the world. Go ahead.
All the difference in the world. And that's what Pain Power gives you, all the difference in the world. It is the knockout punch for pain. At Alive and Well, we serve nature's answer to health challenges. Nature's answer to health challenges. And in the Pain Power product, which has been so... I'm overwhelmed with the acceptance and the use that people make of Pain Power. All kinds of testimonials we get on how effective it is for their pain, wherever the pain is, because the pain is a result of inflammation. Inflammation is fire, as I mentioned many, many times. The inflammation burns little things called cells, and you burn enough of those cells and you get a non-functioning part of your anatomy, whether it's your brain or your heart, your little toe or your knee, whatever it might be. The inflammation is what creates the pain. Well, here's what's in the Pain Power, what makes it so effective. It's a blend of 1,356 milligrams of nattokinase, 20,000 FUGs of Boswellia extract, 65% Boswellia, and bromelain, 2,400 gastrodigestive units, and curcumin, a C3 complex with rutin and D-L-phenylalanine.
And has that bioperine, right, dear? Absolutely.
And turmeric extract of 95%, and curcuminoid protease and bioperine, 95%, papain 2,000 USP units of serratiopeptidase, 120,000
wow.
suggested units, and zinc. All of those nutrients are combined into an incredible capsule called Pain Power, and it reduces pain by doing what? Putting out the fire.
Right, and
detects, putting out the
right.
chronic inflammation, which destroys. It's, as I've said this so many times, and I'm so grateful. So, when people come in the store, they say, I know what you're talking about because I'm from Lahaina, and my house was destroyed within 10 minutes, that inferno. Well, the same fire destroys those little things called cells in the same efficiency of destruction as the fire in Lahaina.
That's right. So
by
it's
using
just,
the pain power,
it's amazing.
You put out the fire.
That's right. But it does many other things by putting that out. Just like we've gone through the thing with for helping the eyesight, helping the heart, helping the body's function in every way, and the brain, just like they were saying, the doctor was saying too. And Dr. David Brownstein, another doctor, leading doctor, MD, says it's in the news that low vitamin levels are linked to Alzheimer's disease. And he's again, here's another doctor saying the
That's
same
right.
thing. Alzheimer's is the most common neurodegenerative condition in the world, affecting more than 5 million people. And it counts for approximately 60 to 70% of dementia cases worldwide. And he goes on that researchers performed a meta-analysis of all 67 medical articles looking at the relationship between vitamin levels and Alzheimer's disease. The scientists reported positive associations with multiple vitamin imbalances. They said these nutrients help prevent Alzheimer's. And he goes on to say vitamin C was a very great thing. Vitamin A, B12, B complex, vitamin D3, vitamin E, folate, and he goes on all B12 listing, and the super pure fish oils. They go on to list. That, you know, they should target vitamin deficiencies in people with Alzheimer's, affecting new strategies for managing the disease.
And not just people with Alzheimer's.
No.
With people that are supposedly healthy to begin with, or people who have other health challenges. The body needs what? It needs nutrients. It needs creation, renewing of life
That's
in every
right.
cell.
That's right.
Whether that little cell is in your eye or your brain or your little toe or your knee or your heart, wherever that cell is, it has to be rejuvenated. It has to be fed. Nutrients.
Right.
Drugs reduce symptoms, but nutrients create life.
And he goes, he sums up so much, he's saying that conventional medicine has little to nothing to offer Alzheimer's patients. Take the nutrients. Nutritional deficiencies have accelerated dramatically over the last few decades. Take the nutrients. I cannot emphasize, he says, enough that a holistic approach, also eating a healthy organic diet and taking the nutrients, is the best way to avoid or even treat Alzheimer's disease. So much great information. And you get this great information and the great products we talked about at Alive and Well. Alive and Well. Alive and Well.
But so many times people tell us in consultation, my doctor says I don't need to take a vitamin.
Oh, what a lie.
My doctor says just eat your regular diet. Well, folks, I don't know if you're aware of this, but doctors receive very little to zero information in their education about nutrition.
That's right.
It's all about drugs. What new drugs do the job, what new drugs do the job, what new combinations of drugs do the job, but they don't create life.
No, and so you want to do that. That's our whole function at Alive and Well, that amazing broth cafe. You can call our 877-4950 for any of our services, mailing, shipping, gifts, creating great nutrients, having the wonderful organic food ready for you when you want to pick up, or maybe you want to have a party. Don't give anybody garbage. Don't you take garbage. Eat the great foods. Take the great nutrients. All of these services are there if you want to talk to Dennis or Mona. We never charge. We're not doctors. Don't pretend to be. No charge whatsoever, but we love to sit in a comfortable area and share information with you. No charge, all right?
But call
the 877-4950.
877-4950.
Call
and make an appointment.
Right.
At particular time you want to come in.
That's right. So that that's the important thing, is that you get the help that you want. You get information. It's all right. Share the information. Alive and Well is there for you.
And you can also share your wonderful experiences of reclaimed health by following the advice of holistic physicians, which we talk about all the time. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.